Do you have to go?
You'll be fine, Elsa.
What's happening?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Where is that phone going?
Oh, you know, it's timing.
Is the boat sinking because that guy won't sing?
They die!
Hey.
Dead parents?
No.
What is this, Bambi? The Lion King, or Finding Nemo, or Cinderella, or Tarzan, or every single Disney story I loved as a baby?
You're giving me PTSD.
Well, hello. I can't hear very well. It's very, just 1 second. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. Bear with me 1 minute, please.
If you want to try it that way.
Hey, Ben, can you hear me okay?
I hear you crystal clear.
It'll take a second. You'll catch up.
Okay. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to TMS on Weekly Live. And as you can see, I have a very special guest with me this evening. We're so happy to feature Equity Ben, or Ben from Frozen, and Ben from all kinds of other things that you're used to seeing him in.
Ooh.
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is actually the first time we've had somebody on.
So. We have never had anybody do an interview this way. Usually they're in the kitchen with me. So this is like, you know, a little bit of growing pains.
It's echoing bad.
Okay, hold on.
Listen, COVID has made us all figure out how to do things in a new and different way. So sure. you definitely aren't upsetting me in any way.
I think I fixed it.
If you don't talk, yeah. Okay. Okay, how about you guys at home? I'm going to check the comments really quick before we get started because I want to make sure they can hear.
People are saying they can hear you.
Okay, so can you guys hear us okay? I hear a really bad echo.
It's a little echo. We hear it. I don't think they do.
Oh, hello from Ireland. Hi.
Oh, top of the morning to you.
Hi from California. So Ben, we usually get a lot of people from everywhere watching our shows, which is really cool. We have a lot of followers in the UK, Australia, obviously Ireland too. It's really kind of cool that we all come together every week to talk Disney and other things. So it's
that makes me oh so happy. So happy.
Okay, good. All right, so let's get started because I know that you are on a time crunch, so we don't want to waste any time with you. Okay, so if you guys remember correctly, Ben and I did a show together from his house back in summer of 2017. You okay?
We're picking up static, trying to figure it out.
Can you hear us okay?
I hear you great.
Okay, so Ben's good. It's just the audience. Okay. Anyway, so we did a show from Ben's house with his friend Lisa, and you would know them as the Aaron Bell historians at the time. Now, it was my first time doing a live show. Now, mind you, we do a live show every week now, but Ben had this great idea. Well, we're going to do a live show. You're going to come to the house. We're going to go live. We're going to do like a talk show. I was scared of that because I had never done it before. But I don't think you knew that, Ben, because
I didn't.
You gave me the courage to actually put myself out there and do these live shows and not feel so scared to do things.
No, I want this off.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to turn it off. It won't turn off. Sean sent me a message.
Okay, so anyway, so that was you. That was all you. You're the one who encouraged me to do these things. So thank you for helping me break out of my little shell.
That really warms my heart because honestly, you're such a natural and the reason you are so good at this is because you're authentic and you have such a big heart and you're one of those few people that I can legitimately call friend.
Oh, you know, I love you too. You're stuck with me now. Okay, so I know that most of you, when I said that Ben was coming on the show, everybody was like, Ben, you have a lot of fans that loved you in the Frozen sing-along. I mean, we're talking about, like, whenever I would post a video and it was a different historian, they say, well, that's not Ben. You know, I mean, like, and I have no disrespect to anybody else who is in that role, but they particularly loved you. Did you get that feeling, too, when you were doing the show?
I actually started my fan page at Equity Ben because our operations team was being bullied about my schedule and they were not allowed to give it out. So in an attempt to lessen the verbal attacks from the guests, I just started posting my schedule every day on this fan page. And I do have an immense amount of guilt that people didn't want to see anyone else, but in the same respect, I was just doing my job, you know?
And you did it so well. And, you know, back when I talked to you in 2017, we had kind of taken some audience questions, and a lot of people had questions that I'm going to, because I remember things. Did you get tired of singing the same songs? Did you go to bed at night and wake up, you know, hearing Frozen songs like all night long? Did it get tiresome for you, or did you really love it?
I mean, completely frank, yes. At some point I thought, how many more years can I do this? Because you legitimately say the same thing over and over and over, 5 years, five shows a day, 5 days a week. You can imagine how tiresome that can get. And so then I have a baby and I leave Disney and she's three. So of course I've left Disney and I'm still hearing those songs every single day.
Well, you know, having a toddler that likes Disney, that's bound to happen, right? You're like, pick another movie, any other movie that you want to listen to or watch.
And she won't. I'm like, please, the Trolls movie is so much. No, no Trolls. I want Elsa. I want Anna. I want Olaf. I want Kristoff. And I said, sweetheart, Papa wants Kristoff too.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And, you know, speaking of your daughter, you know, when we did your show back in, again, 2017, you trusted me to come to your house, and I could have been like an axe burner or something. And lucky for us, we hit it off. And do you remember you told me all about your daughter was arriving soon?
Oh yeah, that was before she was born, right? Yeah, I told you the whole story, and I got emotional, and I wept, and of course, that's totally my MO. That's what I do. I get emotional and I weep, but that's part of being an authentic performer. Being an authentic person is just putting yourself out there, and making sure that you're not trying to be everybody's everything, that you're just honest to your specific audience. And you and I click, so of course I'm going to be honest with you. And yeah, I did trust you with the story of my daughter, and I was extremely nervous that people wouldn't be okay with at Equity Ben being a homosexual dad. And then there was one point where I got some critique from a high-ranking executive about being gay, and I decided that I wasn't going to take it. I stood up for myself and I said, I am out, I am proud, and this is who I am. And if you don't like it, you don't have to follow along. And I am not going to be pigeonholed into a box that I am not. And I would like my daughter to live that same kind of truth in her life, whatever that may be.
No, and you have to live your truth. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm getting worse feedback here. My husband's going to really hear it later. Like, it's a mess.
Oh, I feel awful for you because it sounds on my end. Now it sounds perfect.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have really bad echo in my ears, but I'm going to try it. We might have to do a part two with you. But no, you told me about the whole thing with your daughter, and then we kind of bonded because where you were getting her, I lived there, and we just kind of had this camaraderie and a friendship over bonding over trust and things. And I had told you I would never betray your trust, with things that you told me.
Because and it's been 4 years. Absolutely. Yes. You probably don't remember this, but you were like, I'm going to find you a rental house.
I do remember. I do, because I'm a fixer, Ben. And when I love somebody or I care about somebody, I'm going to do whatever I can to help you if I can. Especially yeah. since you were going to my area. I'm like, oh, I know where you should be.
I mean, long story short, for your followers, what ended up happening is we were chosen by a birth mother, and the birth mother moved to Detroit. And we were freaking out because you have to, if you continue this relationship with this birth mother and then adopt this child, you have to live there. And you're not allowed to come home until the judge says it's okay. So you live there indefinitely. So we were looking for a place that would house her and us and our parents, and freaking out because you can't really live out of a hotel. You don't know. You need, not with a baby, you need that space to have a house. So we ended up finding a house, thank goodness, and it all worked out, and it was just a huge blessing.
I remember I was worried about you because I was like, okay, you don't want to go to this area. You want to go to that area, you know, because I just felt really, really proud that you trusted me with that. So I was trying to help.
So we did. We went to St. Cloud Shores, and it was stunning. It was a gorgeous summer.
I am really glad that everything
St. Clair Shores, not St. Cloud Shores.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. So, as far as Disney goes, you actually have a long history with Disney, like before the Frozen sing-along. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So I was a New York City actor trying to make sure that my career would have some sort of merit. And I stumbled in on a Disney audition and literally booked that moment. The Hoop-Dee-Doo Review in 2005. I did that for 6 years. I helped create the Captain Jack Sparrow pirate tutorial. I did that and a clown show at Magic Kingdom called The Giggle Gang for 3 years. And then I did Frozen for 6 years.
Wow, 6 years?
Yeah. So I was at Disney for 15 years, and even though I've left the company, they are allowing me to come pick up my 15-year pin in January. I thought that was pretty classy of the company to let me do that.
Oh, absolutely. And plus, you know, you had a good relationship. You were great with the guests. I mean, you did such a good job. I mean, really.
I do have to say I am still very emotional about leaving. I left to become a stay-at-home dad because I couldn't, after 9 months, imagine going back to work after spending all this time with my daughter. And so we ran the numbers and thought, we can do it. It's going to be hard, but we can do it. And so they called me recently and said, where do you want us to send your stuff from your locker? And I just said, throw it away, because I'm so raw that I don't want to look at it. I had this beautiful moment where it was just this clean break, and I got to make the decision on my own merit, and I didn't have to get told I wasn't being renewed. I didn't have to get told I was being fired. None of that happened. I was able to tell them, no, thank you. I'm not coming back. I'm staying at home. I didn't have to do a final show. It was all clean. And I just wanted to keep it that way. So anytime, like even watching the video you posted at the top of the show, even watching that, it made me emotional because I haven't seen or done the show in 9 months.
I probably should have warned you, huh?
I'm good. As an improv actor, we roll with the punches, right?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that our audience got to see a little bit of that. Because, you know, we have a lot of video of you from the show because you are our favorite. And we always made sure to go, you know, if we knew where you were working, we had to go see the show, you know.
I'm proud of the work I did there. I'm proud of the show we created. Mm-hmm. I had Michael Eisner shake my hand and tell me that our show was the exact show he would want in his MGM studios. And that felt pretty freaking good.
Oh, yeah. What a compliment that is. Especially from someone like him. So I wanted to ask you another thing that we had talked about before was you told me about certain jokes that they let you improv when you were doing the Frozen show. Like, I know, like, sometimes you would use a joke that was very relevant or trendy, like the Catch Me Outside girl at the time or, you know, stuff like that. And you said that they would tell you if it's okay or if it's not, or when enough is enough, or okay, next joke. Is that how that went?
Absolutely. So at the time, this is years ago now, our show was a lot of ad lib, and the stage manager would submit that ad lib to the director. And if the director said, yeah, that's funny, keep it, then we would keep it. If the stage manager didn't feel comfortable with that, we would be told right away, don't use that anymore. We never got in trouble for anything we said. We would just be explained why we should or shouldn't use those bits. And then things that the director approved went viral. And I'm talking 25 million views on TikTok, things like that. And all of a sudden, people weren't in my corner anymore. And it was frustrating because these were things that were approved. I wasn't doing anything against the rules. And all of the ad lib got taken out of the show. So now what you see now is just basically a scripted show. And, you know, there won't be any more ad lib in the show.
So don't you think that the ad lib actually added to the show? Because then it wasn't the same show every time. Because I know we could go see you like 1 week and then go back again in 2 weeks or 3 weeks and the jokes would be different. And they were always relevant. You know, like I said, you were very current with the trendy jokes at the time. And I think that that's something that made the shows even better. Because you weren't going to see the same show every time. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think that it was almost better if you could add your own things?
So Disney created this show that, if you sit down and think about it, is relatively inexpensive, right? Mm-hmm. It is basically Cliff Notes of Frozen with two comedians mocking the movie with three characters straight from the film. So this is an inexpensive concept. Disneyland had a multi-million dollar show. The cruise ships have a multi-million dollar show. Paris has a multi-million dollar show. We were able to do that for legitimately a fraction of the cost. So inexpensive, and we could do 10 shows a day, sometimes 12, still for a fraction of the price. And the reason we were rated so highly was because it was different every time. You're making the guest feel like they are getting a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And it really did feel that way. I mean, you guys did such a good job because that's how you felt every time. And I think that's why people kept coming back to see you, because they knew it was going to be different, because they knew whether it's different or not, it's going to be equally as funny, equally as witty, and they were going to leave there and feel good and leave that theater with a smile on their face. Because I really believe that you had that impact on guests, because ever since the Frozen Sing Along opened, my audience was always, always singing your praises and what a good job that you did. And I just wanted you to know, I know that it's hard that you made the decision that you did, but you've left such a lasting impression on so many people. And that is really something to be proud of, because I mean, I'm proud of you because you're amazing and people love you. And just be proud. You did such a good job.
Thank you. Thank you. And that means, you know, that means the world. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that I don't think about it sometimes. I do. I really do think about it. I wish I would have a last show where all the fans could come and we could be really silly one more time. But I think for my mental health, moving on was the best thing. Making sure that I was here for my daughter full time was the best thing. And I had people come to me and see my show literally every single day. And when we were forced to close, I thought, how can I continue that relationship with my audience? And so I have done daily shows on my Instagram page for 270 nights.
Wow.
I have never taken a day off for the past 270 nights. I have created multiple platforms to make sure that I can get out there and still be a part of your family's life.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of wanted to talk about also was you, because of COVID, a lot of people in the entertainment industry, especially around here, whether, you know, you're a performer at a theme park or, you know, even what I do covering events in theme parks and such, you know, we all were kind of forced to be a little creative as far as, you know, you don't want to lose touch with your audience. You want to keep relevant. And also, I don't know if you felt this way, but people were missing that happiness and everybody was scared and sad. And I think the fact that, you know, you are finding ways to keep people, bring them that little bit of a magic and a little bit of, you know, smile and happiness. I mean, you kind of have to get creative. So I know that that's what you did when the world basically stopped. So why don't you tell them a little bit about the ideas and such that you've been doing since March of this year?
So on March 17th was my very first show. I created a nightly show via Instagram Live, and I call it hashtag Bedtime Stories. My daughter and I, for the past 270 nights, will read a story to you and your family completely for free at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single night live on my Instagram page. And once we finish up, we post that on my story. Some people watch it the next day, you know, they put their kids to bed at 7 and they watch the previous night. I've been able to celebrate people's birthdays, their anniversaries. I have memorialized people's passings. Mm. It has been a magical part of my life that I've been able to still connect with the kids that came to see me every day, the families that came to see me every day. I started a cooking show.
Ooh, tell us about that.
So March, I lost my nanny. I lost my job. I lost my mind. And so I was asking my husband what he wanted to do for dinner. And he left me ingredients and a recipe. And I started and told me that I could cook. I've never cooked in my entire life. And I had gusto on my shoulder saying, anyone can cook. And it was watching myself cook was so funny to me that I had to start recording it. So I posted a whole thing of me cooking because everything was going wrong. And it was such a hit on my Instagram that a company came to me and sponsored one of my shows. And that actually became a weekly show every single twice a week for the past 9 months. And I call it Any Schmuck Can Cook. And it basically has been myself teaching myself how to cook for the past 9 months. And it is learning how to cook through the eyes of a schmuck, a professional comedian. So I'm really proud of that show. I think it is a fun, creative, cooking show that nobody has ever seen before.
It's a huge delay. Huge. No. I'm getting your audio way after you were a huge delay. Everything just got worse. I am so sorry. He's talking and I'm not getting anything. 1 minute, Ben. I'm so sorry.
No, not at all. I totally get it.
Like, it's probably 10, 20 seconds off.
This is lack of what you just said.
All right, well, give me that back. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Listen, again.
Over with you, because this is a nightmare. I'm so sorry. Ugh. All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Yeah!
Yes! You were talking about the cooking show, and then you stopped talking. Your mouth stopped moving, but words were still coming. And I was like, oh, shoot.
Listen, in your defense, my husband gets that literally every day.
Okay. So you do the cooking show and you do your stories with your daughter.
Yes.
And also you have a Christmas show coming up. Yes.
I am so excited. I have created several variety shows similar to what you would see with Carol Burnett or The Tonight Show. And I revolve them around Golden Girl parody shows that I've written. Actually, the script is right here and some of the props. This it's not a real cocktail, so I don't spill it on my computer. This is a Christmas show that is a Christmas Golden Girls Disney at Equity Band parody. It's called Frankincense, Myrrh, and Golden Girls, where I play Dorothy and everybody's favorite guest on Logan Benedict from Hollywood Studios. He plays Blanche, and Dorothy and Blanche are fighting over a sexy black Santa.
Ah! Oh my gosh.
Now, my best friend, Trip Pettigrew, he's a Los Angeles actor. He is playing my mother, Sophia Petrillo, and he's convincing Rose, Orlando's favorite, Davey McCarthy, to convert to Judaism so they can get more presents for the holiday season.
Oh my goodness. So you've been able to put your creativity to pretty good use with all this fun stuff.
And the beautiful part is I feel completely fulfilled when I do it, but also when it comes down to it, when a person buys a ticket from me through my direct message on Instagram, it's only $25, which coming to my stand-up show, two tickets would have been 70 bucks. So you can have as many people watch live on YouTube from the safety of your house for 25 bucks. That money goes to paying artists who are not making any money right now. Mm-hmm. And I've also partnered with @CastGiving, and they are a local charity that has been feeding, furloughed, laid off, and hurting cast members. They did so many families for Thanksgiving. They are feeding families for Christmas. And this is the best part. On top of feeding the families, they're also putting gifts under those families' trees. So this charity has been huge with my heart because you know my relationship to cast members. Mm-hmm. And they're doing amazing work. So 10% of all of my ticket sales go to them.
That's amazing. And you know, I think it's really important to give back, especially right now because there's so many people that are hurting and, you know, people that didn't anticipate, you know, losing their jobs. And you know, I think a lot, you know, months ago, everybody had that in their mind, like, okay, maybe by such and such a point, things will get better. And then that date got moved. And okay, maybe by Halloween, or maybe by, you know, God willing, by Christmas. And here we are at the holidays. And, you know, a lot of people are still facing these hardships. And I think that's wonderful that you're doing that.
You know, Disney, out of 750 Equity cast members, fired 700 cast members.
Wow.
And that's just my union. I mean, there's, you know, 28,000 other cast members, and that number actually went up to 32,000, I believe. So the numbers are going to keep rising until COVID comes to an end, unfortunately.
Right. You know, it's absolutely heartbreaking. And there's been times that those kind of news stories have come out about cast members and I won't write about it only because I just feel that it just kind of rubs salt in the wounds. And so many people don't, you know, they don't want to see that. And it's so hard.
And that's why I say I'm doing well with my small business. I'm going to take a percentage of that and give it back to the people who can't help themselves right now. And it is not any of the responsibility of these actors that they lost their job. These are actors who've worked for 20, 30, 40 years in the Actors Equity Union, and they've just lost their job because there is no job anymore.
Right, right. I have noticed, and I'm sure you see way more than I do, but even friends that I know who had these great acting careers with Disney and performing, and they've been there for so long. And it was very shocking to see some of them not returning, you know, because you would think it had nothing to do with talents or, you know, anything at any fault of their own. It's just the fact that there wasn't anything to go back to right now.
And I felt so guilty because there was Disney saying, Ben, come back. And I actually said, no, thank you. I want to be at home with my child. But the only reprieve from my conscience was the fact that my job was then going to somebody else who needed that job. So that was nice.
So let me ask you this. Let me rewind before I go get ahead of myself. But before all of this was happening, you had invited me to come to your stand-up show. And I laughed till I cried because it was pretty darn funny. And the audience loved it. And you did such a wonderful job with that. Is that something that you would like to go back to eventually? Go back to your stand-up shows?
Absolutely. I sold out countless stand-up shows, improv shows. And with all of that, of course, making sure I was able to give back over 1,000 tickets to cast members, free tickets, making sure cast members who couldn't afford to come could come to my shows. I realized because of my following and people like you, I was able to fill an audience. And I wanted to make sure that I can keep doing that. And having to cancel, I had to cancel a set of shows in March, and that really broke my heart. But the idea will be that once it is safe again, I will continue doing not only my stand-up show, writing new shows, putting new artists on stage for a more inexpensive ticket in comparison to what I was doing, making sure that we can bring art to my town. I have a little town. It's called Windermere. It's the tiniest little town. And I was ecstatic that for the first time, Windermere was having live comedy, live music, and they've never had that before. And now they can. So my idea is to be able to bring more live entertainment to my little venue.
And it really was a great spot to have your show because it is such a quaint, beautiful little town. And it's got that old-fashioned, rustic feel. And then when you go into your show and some of the jokes that you tell, I mean, people are just roaring. And I think that that is amazing. And I'm really excited that you say that you'd like to continue to do that because I know I didn't know what to expect when I went to your show. Because I had only seen you do, I mean, I know you personally, but as performance-wise, I had always seen you doing your Frozen thing. And then when you went to your How You Been show, it is so not Frozen.
No, it is a very authentic look at who I am as a human being. So yeah. There are lots of fun, clean stories, but the fact of the matter is there's stuff in your life that it's going to happen that isn't clean. You know, I have an entire story about, I won't say the foul word, but pooping my pants in China. And
I remember that story.
You know, it's not exactly something you'd be able to tell at Disney, but it certainly is. It fulfills my need. And the need is representation, visibility through, I want to represent myself and show myself as a human being. I want people to go, oh, yeah, he's gay. Yeah, he's a Jew. Yeah, he poops his pants, but we're the same person. And then maybe people will stop questioning whether gays could be good parents or good people or. This is my way of representing myself in a good light, representing gays in a good light.
Just my own personal opinion. I think it's wonderful that you're doing that, but I also think that it's a little, breaks my heart a little bit that you feel that you need to do that because you are a wonderful dad. And I know that you put your daughter, she's like the apple of your eye. And just because you are this person at Disney or whatever acting that you're doing, you know, people assume that you're a certain way, but the way that you are for real is amazing. And you are a wonderful person and you are a great dad. And I think it's great that you are putting yourself out there to, you know, tell your truth. And this is what my life is about. And we're all, when people meet me, I tell them flat out, I'm a hot mess. I can't remember things. I laugh at very inappropriate jokes. I watch stupid movies. You know, I'm just me. And I think that if people will appreciate that. That's what I'm getting at. That you are just you. And there's more to you than what they would see from your old performances. So your live stuff, they get to see you for you. And I think that's wonderful.
That's the beauty, is I found way more success in being authentic than I ever found trying to be somebody else.
No, and there's that old saying, something that, you know, if you're yourself all the time, then, you know, you don't have to remember what you're supposed to be, or something
yes.
along those lines. My mother would know what that saying was, but I'm something like that. So I know we only have a couple more minutes left because you do have your show coming up. So what I want people to know is how they can find you and when is your next live show. And I will put any links that you need me to after the show into the comment section of the video. And then it stays pinned to our Facebook page so that our viewers can go back and find you. So
great.
Tell me all about it. What's coming up?
So this is the big thing. Follow me on Instagram at Equity Ben. All the information will be there. My next show is this Wednesday, December 16th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a live YouTube presentation of a Golden Girls parody called Frankincense, Myrrh, and Golden Girls. This is extremely unconventional, but to get tickets, all you have to do is direct message me on Instagram, alert me that you are searching for tickets. I will send you all the information. You basically pay through PayPal, $25, of course, 10% going to AdCast Giving. And then I send you a link that is valid for you and your entire household. You can join the fun, of course, with live chat throughout the entire show. We do a pre-show, Ellen DeGeneres style chit chat with the cast. We do a full half hour episode of Golden Girls. I have hired a technical director that makes it seamless. So it really does feel like you're watching an actual episode. And then we do a live chat afterwards with the cast. And it is pretty spectacular that I'm able to put money into artists' pockets who aren't able to make a living doing what they do best right now. So that's how you can find me. That's how you can join along with the fun. I have so many different shows and events that happen on my page. I'm also selling Santagrams. So if you want your child to get a personalized message from Santa himself, make sure they're eating their peas. They're minding their cues. Santa will tell them they're on the nice list, tell them what they're getting underneath their Christmas tree. And it is a nice, safe way for you to interact with Santa Claus with a 60-second personalized message. Again, all of that's done through direct message. It's that simple. Slide into my DMs and we'll make it all happen.
That's awesome. I think that's great that you're offering all these things. And I can't wait to see what you come up with next, because you're so creative. And it's a blessing to call you a friend, because you are that awesome. And I can't even imagine what you're going to come up with. And, you know, when you go back to the live shows, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to go and see it too. So, and maybe my wish list, instead of having to do an interview like this with you, I would like to be able to do one with you sitting here with me and no feedback, so I can.
Yes, please. That sounds amazing.
No technical difficulties, because, you know, it was one of those things I said to Scott earlier. I said, I don't want to have any tech issues. This is too, it's going to be a great show. And lo and behold, I shouldn't have said that. So So
that's what happens. Whenever you say it, I said to my husband's mother yesterday, I said, you know, it's been 9 months and we haven't had a COVID scare. And then on the way home, we had a COVID scare.
It's one of those things when you speak it, man, it happens.
Yes. You know, Jews say, mind the tongue. And then we go, I mean, that's what we do.
Maybe I should have done that too.
Yeah, I've been known to like knock on wood, for real.
I knock on my head and there's no wood available because it's just as hard. All right, Ben. Well, I know you got to get ready for your 8 o'clock show. Guys, please go follow Equity Ben on Instagram and you can direct message him about his amazing shows and the things that he has coming up. And Ben, if you need anything from me, as always, you know, I got you. Anything that you need me to, you know, share with my audience about things that you are doing, absolutely. You just let me know.
Well, the feeling is mutual. I love you. I adore you. I love your kids. I love your husband, Tim.
Tim.
I love Scott so much. And you guys are just my heart, my soul. And as you said earlier to me, I truly feel like we are family. I mean, you, even that improv show, you basically made that happen for us. And we couldn't have sold all those tickets without a website. I mean, you made that happen. So I'm madly in love with you and all of the things that you've done for me and allowed me to share my gift to my crowd because of you. So thank you.
Oh my goodness. You're going to make me cry now. Jeez. But thank you. I really appreciate that. Okay. So I will definitely remind everybody where to find you afterwards. And thank you so much for coming and doing this show with us. And we will definitely do it again.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'll see you on Wednesday night, December 16th at 10 p.m. for Frankincense, Myrrh, and Golden Girls.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ben. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, bye, bye.
Okay.
You just pulled it up.
Hold on.
It's just you now.
Am I going to be able to hear? Did we lose everybody because of our tech difficulties?
No.
All right. So, you know, it wouldn't be a show without the Hot Mess Express. All right. You coming over here with me?
You want me to? I guess I'm mad at you,
but.
So for the record, hi. For the record, Sean and I were going back and forth trying to figure out, and everything we were trying to do wasn't working. He kept saying, do this, I do that, and that didn't work. Do this, that didn't work. Try something else, that didn't work. Nothing was working. It was like no way it could fix it. And I told Sean she's probably going to kill me after the show, so I told him it was nice knowing him. So it was nice knowing all of you as well.
Yeah.
I'm not here afterwards.
So the problem now that Ben is not with us.
Yes.
The problem was is that I couldn't – I know I talk a lot, and I know I'm loud. I got it. However – to hear me yelling in my own ear was terrible. That's why a couple of times I pulled out the thing because I was hearing myself at the same time. So I was talking over myself.
Right. And that's what, when I talked to Sean about it, it was the delay you were getting. And normally it's just the two of us. So we're not bringing in a sound. Like right now, we're not listening to any of it. We're just hearing each other out loud. We're not listening through headphones.
Yeah, I know.
It was something we've never done before. Sean and I have already said we're going to work on fixing it so that in the future we don't have these issues, but we're going to have to probably get the right tech equipment to make it all work. And nothing worked. Before the show, the tripod wasn't set up working right. It was too high. Nothing was going right. So it was like I just had a feeling right there that nothing was going to come together right. But many of you stayed on, and I appreciate that. Many of you stayed on during all the issues. We really appreciate
you. I don't know if I would have.
They're more loyal to you
than me. I wanted to jump off myself.
We were trying to do, because I run the system from my MacBook and she was trying to watch it, but we can't have the audio up on the MacBook because it would screw up the audio that goes out to the feed, and it was just a big mess.
I was like standing in a canyon with a big echo, couldn't hear anything.
And then I realized her laptop and phone were on that side of the table. Well, they were still on. And the audio was picking up part of the echo was from those two machines too. So it was like,
see, Sean's trying to cover it now. He said I handled it like a pro.
You did. You handled
Sean, man, I was ready to cry seriously because I was so embarrassed. So sorry about that, you guys. I'll cry later, but yeah.
It wasn't that bad, honestly. The echoing was annoying, but it wasn't a horrible, horrible thing.
I'm going to have to message him and apologize.
I think I already did. So, was there anything else we were going to talk about? Is this going to be the last show of the year, or do we not know that yet?
I don't even know.
We don't know. We're thinking about doing a show next week. Not sure after this week if we should do any more.
Well, we're going to talk to you about those of you who are left. Bless you.
Or 70-some people.
So. We're going to talk about all those announcements that came out from Disney Plus last week. Wasn't that the one thing you want to talk about?
That's what we were going to talk about, but of course we didn't really prep to talk about it much. But I do have some notes. I don't know what you want to talk about, though, with it all.
I don't know.
So I was excited about all the Marvel announcements, of course.
Of course.
That made me very
wait,
happy.
Rewind. So what was it, Thursday night?
Thursday night.
So we're running around because we have a convention to do. We're at Spooky Empire this weekend.
Which was awesome.
Thank you, everybody. By the way. And hold on, I got a message from Sean. Sean, I will. Hold on. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, we're getting ready for the convention. And Sean texted me a big, oh my gosh, there's all this news coming out. So Sean started doing the news while we were finishing up at the store. And then when we got home, and it was, you know, all these big announcements coming from out of Disney, like Bob mm-hmm. Iger and some people from Pixar and all these things. And I'm not kidding you, we could not keep up. Mm-hmm. Like we're trying to. Just for example, they're on Star Wars, okay? So you're trying to get all the Star Wars information, and they flip over to Pixar, and you're still not done with Star Wars, and then they go to Pixar, and then they go to Marvel, and then you're not done yet. I mean, it was hour after hour of trying to get news out, and then when they were done, I looked at the clock, and it was like 10 o'clock, and I'm like, we never ate. No. We never did anything because the news just kept coming, you guys.
No, it was a solid 4.5 hour conference call they did, a video conference call they did. And like Michelle said, they just bam, bam, bam. And I mean, they would drop 3 movies in a row and you're still trying to type up the first one. 2 more dropped and now they switched studios. And it was insane, the amount. And it was all Disney Plus related.
Yeah.
Movies in Disney Plus.
Okay, so there was one thing that wasn't Disney Plus related. Well, one that's standing out to me right now, was about the two new Pixar movies that are coming out.
Yes.
And this one, so you know how I always do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so get this. All right, so I put out the information, and people started arguing with me and saying mean things because they weren't understanding what I said. So the name of the movie, this Pixar movie, is called Lightyear. And the voice of that character is going to be played by Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America. So I put out the information and everybody starts blowing a fit, saying, no, Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear. No, Tim Allen, this is a disgrace. And I'm like, no. Let's rewind and let's rehash it one more time. What this movie is about, do you remember the toy Buzz Lightyear was based off a person?
In a movie,
and whatever else, okay, in the Pixar world. So the toy Buzz Lightyear, yep, Tim Allen, but the character that he was based off is being played by Chris Evans.
Right.
So Tim Allen is not getting replaced because it's a different character whatsoever. Does that make sense?
It'd be like them creating a Chris Evans Captain America doll and using a different voice for that doll.
Wait, now I'm confused.
So Chris Evans is Captain America to everybody nowadays.
Yeah.
From the MCU. So if they created an action figure of Captain America that spoke and say it was Tim Allen doing that voice, you see what I'm trying to say?
I guess.
It'd be the same thing.
Okay.
So it's just,
but anyway, so
he's playing the live version of it. Tim Allen plays the toy version of it.
Yeah, so I made the mistake of putting it on Instagram too. And everyone's like, no, it's Tim Allen. You are 100% right. They're not replacing Tim Allen.
Allen. And if they make a Toy Story 5, Tim Allen will be
Tim Allen will be Buzz Lightyear. Tim Allen is the toy Buzz Lightyear.
Yes, and nobody can replace him for that.
Heck no.
Nobody.
See, I would be protesting right along with everybody else if they were booting Tim Allen.
It was almost like the feedback when they replaced Robin Williams with Will Smith. for the Aladdin. Yeah. But Robin Williams played the cartoon version. Will Smith played the live action version. So that was.
I think sometimes people, Disney people, are creatures of habit. I mean, I'm a very much a creature of habit. It's okay, so, Andrew. You can leave her. The dogs have been released.
He released the dogs a few minutes early.
Ava. So you're, now you're going to hear snorting since this whole show is.
Why not?
Why not at this point? Ava.
So yeah, Lightyear is a good one. A lot of people, I've seen some speculation. They're wondering if Disney Plus is going to end up being kind of the same thing Warner Brothers did, where they're going to release in theaters and on Disney Plus in the future. We have no idea. We can't speculate and say yes for sure. That's what they're going to do. I hope they don't, because I would miss going to a theater to see a premiere.
You know,
every Marvel movie that comes out, where am I at that day it opens? I am there for showing of it to see the film.
As much as I love, you know, the streaming service and, you know, watching Mandalorian and the different, like the different specials with like the Disney history, yes, and all that great good stuff. There's something about going to a theater and listening to the surround sound, mm-hmm, and getting your popcorn and your drink. And most of the theaters now have a reclining chair. Yeah. And it's always been a night out. I mean, forever. Yeah. Going to the movies was a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, what are we going to do on Friday? You want to go see a movie? Yeah. And that was a night out.
Or you wait for that movie. Like, oh, I know in July this movie's coming out. We're going out that night to see, yeah, it or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, if they do what Warner Brothers did and issue it to stream and theaters at the same time, I just wonder what would happen to theaters, because they're going to lose at least half the box office, I would think, that they would normally take in. And I saw a report, AMC is in trouble, that they're running out of cash by next month. So it's like, I really hope that the movie studios, and I understand why they would do it that way, I hope they don't do it that way. I hope they keep things as it is. But with technology evolving, unfortunately, that's one of the things that probably will evolve and change over time.
And follow me for a second. So being the whole night out thing, that takes away from something. Like some people just, I mean, sitting and vegging on the couch is great sometimes, but sometimes, especially this year, you need to get out of the house. You're going to go nuts. That's how I am. Like, I don't care where we go. I don't care if we go to Walmart. I don't care if we, you know,
go to the Dollar Tree. We go to the Dollar Tree.
Go to the Dollar Tree. Just have something to do. But, you know, like going to the movies was an outing. And I think that people would miss that at some point.
Well, and one thing I would notice also right away is this one never stops working. So if we're at home on the couch watching a movie, she's going to still be on her phone working. If we're in a theater where they say, silence your phone, put your phone away, she actually puts it away and doesn't work for that hour and a half, 2 hour movie. So she's going to miss parts of it. You can ask her whenever we put the Mandalorian on, so you're going to put away your phone or are you going to be on it? Because I don't want to have to explain once we get through it all.
I watch the Mandalorian.
Well, yeah, that one now. No, I mean, you watch it not be on your phone. You pay attention. And now she loves the Mandalorian because you never know what's going to happen to the baby.
The baby.
But we haven't seen the last episode yet, Friday's episode. So we got to get caught up. Because like she said, we worked at a convention all weekend. We're exhausted.
Yeah. Which, by the way, it was really nice to be working the convention circuit again. I wrote something on my personal Facebook wall, but Spooky Empire is the first convention that we've done since we launched our clothing line. Mm-hmm. And it was so nice to be out there talking to people about what we're doing, the switch, awesome, hearing the positive feedback.
People who bought from us online knew we were going to be there, and they came and there to get more, to see what we had.
Stuff. Yeah. And, you know, I was letting people try on stuff like, you know, like the Gracie dresses, and gosh, they were a hit, you guys. So that made me feel so good.
Awesome.
And then we had just plain old Main Street Mouse fans come. I had people come to buy my book, my first book. We didn't have the kids' books there.
No, but we're out.
The fact that book has been out for 3 years and people still come in and want me to sign it, mm-hmm, and take pictures and stuff. I can't really even tell you what a huge blessing that still is. And it gives me the drive to want to do more. I was going to have another book out this year, but this year kind of stunk. So, but
it'll be
coming.
Called COVID. That's it. Not COVID-19, not COVID, just COVID.
Yeah.
No, but it was awesome this weekend. Just so many people came that they've been there to the convention when we sold other brands before. So they got to know us from that. And they're like, oh, I got these from you last year and I was hoping you'd be here to get more. And okay, well, we have something different this year. and they felt it and they did whatever. And we had people buy stuff, go up to the room, change it, come back down wearing it.
That was the coolest thing.
That was so
They just left. They wouldn't put it in the bathroom or whatever and put on the clothes that they bought from us, and they're walking around in.
Yeah, because many people, Spooky Empire is done at a hotel. So a lot of people are staying at the hotel for the weekend. And thanks to Karen and Chuck, they were there with us all weekend because they stayed there. But it was just awesome to see somebody purchase an item. And then an hour later, we see him walking around the convention floor wearing the item or wearing the mask. One of the ladies who was doing photographs for everybody had one of our masks on. It was just so cool to see that people wearing it. And we haven't seen many people wear it out in public. I know Liz has seen people at the parks. But
Liz always sees people.
Yeah, we haven't seen very many. So it was really cool to see people wearing the stuff. And it was just awesome. It was a great feeling. But it was great to be out at a convention again. We did Huntsville a few months back, and it was still kind of limited.
Yeah.
This one felt kind of back to, almost to normal.
You know, the general consensus of people there between the vendors and the participants that were there was everybody just felt good to be doing something that felt like normal again.
Right.
And they were really safe. I mean, we had like 4 bottles of hand sanitizer just in our booth. Kept our masks on. They had the everything distanced to where it was safe. Yeah. And it actually turned out to be a really good convention. And I think it was kind of a positive move to what hopefully we'll get back to.
Yeah, Petey, Gina, and Kim, who run it, they did a fantastic job. Their staff that worked out with them. They had the arrows going on the ground so people wouldn't be walking two-way traffic on one aisle. So they had everybody going one path.
Yeah.
The booths were spread out to where there was about a booth in between each booth that was empty to keep you from being so close to the booth next to you, which was really nice.
We had a big area.
We actually had 2 booths that we set up, and it was just awesome. We had you've seen the pictures online, I'm sure, but it was fantastic. It was just a lot of fun, and they're doing it. They're hopefully going to be back to almost normal at the end of April, beginning of May, April 30th through May 2nd. So we will be there for that show to do that, and hopefully it starts getting back to normal. They have more gas. They have more things going on. It'd be wonderful.
Oh, so my 50 people who are still here, 56. Since you're still here.
we're going to go all night long now.
No, we're going to wrap it up. But the message that Sean had sent me was that we should announce the next LOL show.
We have another LOL show?
We do have another LOL
show. Does John know?
I told him.
I didn't know if we told him or not. Maybe we tell him a different date, see if he shows up. I think that'd be funny. I'm here for the LOL show. That was last week. Oh, man.
So
where is it?
We am getting into it.
When is it? I want to get tickets. Are tickets on sale yet? Sold out?
No. Okay, so we ended the year on a high note with our live on location shows at Disney Springs. We had a huge show at House of Blues. It came out wonderful. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better show.
The staff, the everything at House of Blues.
It was fantastic. And there was a lot of people there. They fit 80 people in that back room.
With distancing.
Mm-hmm.
With distancing.
With distancing.
Yeah, it was 120.
Not everybody sat on each other. It was safe. So, and then we ended up not doing the LOLs for November and December because of capacity issues, because everybody's in town at the Springs right now. So they just don't have the ability to have
a big group.
A big group in plus the regular crowd.
Or during a specific time, like we tried to do the show at the same time, and one venue wanted us to do it at like 8 in the morning. And on a Sunday morning, 8 in the morning,
I wasn't getting up that early.
John doesn't get up before noon, so we knew that wasn't going to work. So we had to skip that one.
You can throw me under the bus. I'm not a morning person.
But she's up. John literally would not.
I'm up and working, but I'm in my pajamas. So anyway, so we are going to be back in 2021 in January at Disney Springs.
Starting off the year
at the same place we ended it. House of Blues.
Yay! Wonderful. We're so excited because that was, most of us walked away going, we would love to do it here again. This was just a fantastic venue, and we're getting that opportunity in January to start the year.
I think it's January 24th. Sean, are you still watching?
I believe it was the 24th. It is the day. Tickets will be on sale. When do you want them to go up?
I would like them to go up soon.
I can have them ready tomorrow if you want to launch it like noon or something tomorrow.
Okay, so maybe we'll put LOL tickets on sale tomorrow. Yep. So we're really excited to be going back to House of Blues. The feedback from the audience was amazing because they had us like, you know, on a stage, kind of a stage platform. Yeah. And then everybody got to spread out. You know, they had appetizers and drinks and there was plenty of room.
The food is awesome.
The food is good. The wait staff was great. We did giveaways. You know, everybody likes prizes. So I think we're going to start off the year with a bang just like that.
They made her cry.
They did make me
cry.
We
won't do that this time.
Maybe. Okay, yeah, Sean said Sunday the 24th. Yes, Sunday the 24th.
At our usual time, so doors open at 3:30. Show will begin at 4. Show will end right around 5, and then we'll be out there by 6. So
yeah.
If you want to come out, plan on it, January 24th. There will be 80 tickets available, just like last time. Tickets are $5 plus a small processing fee that they charge us for Eventbrite to use their service. But that's just to kind of guarantee that somebody's going to be there because we don't want to just give away tickets and then people say, oh, I'm not going to go. And then people who wanted to come couldn't.
Your $5 reserves your seat and lets us be able to tell the venue that this many people are coming. And we use some of that money to buy prizes. So you actually get it back because we buy prizes. And I love giving gifts and prizes.
She really does.
I am like Santa Claus sometimes. Ooh, ooh. Look at me this
she
weekend.
She was this weekend. She gave people a lot of, she gave to many people who came by the booth, just people we knew or whatever. And they were looking at some here.
And other vendors too.
Yes.
Because like I said, a lot of these vendors, you know, they rely on these shows and they haven't been able to do them this year. And small business owners, you know, really take a hit.
Oh yeah.
And if there's anything that you can do to help them, and that's just my whole Santa Claus thing. Like if I can give them a pair of leggings just to make them smile or feel better, then it's totally worth it.
And something I want to put a shout out tonight, and you didn't even know I was going to do this, but over the weekend, Give Kids the World was at Spooky Empire. One of their people came by our booth and just wanted to thank us for all the content we put out in regards to Give Kids the World and everything like that. And they still have their Night of a Million Lights going on through January 3rd. So if you have the chance, the opportunity to go there, please try to go. I know they told us after Christmas tickets are still readily available pretty much all nights. But it goes through January 3rd. The money helps support the Give Kids the World Village, which is just a phenomenal location. We're actually going to talk to them about possibly doing one of our shows from there in the new year, if not sooner, maybe in the current year. We don't know yet. But we've got something in the works with Give Kids the World. But it, like I said, if you're in the area or going to be here for Christmas holidays, please go over there, check out the village. The lights are amazing. They have all the houses, the villas that are decorated where the families stay when they're there.
Yeah.
It's amazing and you will love it. And I know a few of our friends have already been and they all said they loved it. I was there for the first media night, which wasn't finished yet. We didn't get to go to the second media night because we were busy. But when I went and it was only about 3/4 done, it was just phenomenal. So you'll definitely want to check that out if you can in the area, go over there and see it.
Yeah, maybe we'll take the boys over there.
I think we should. I think it'd be good for them to see it.
And Give Kids the World does wonderful things for families. And, you know, this year they took a bad hit just like everybody else. So this is a way for them to, you know, raise some funds and also spread some Christmas magic. So if you're going to be in the area, definitely go check out Give Kids the World because it's beautiful. It's like the Osborne Lights, but not in Streets of America.
And from what I've heard, some of the lights that are throughout the village are part of the lights from the Osborne Lights. So you can see part of Osborne in. Still see it going.
So we may or may not be back before the end of the year, but just in case, should we wish everybody happy holidays?
We'll wish
now?
You, but then we're going to wish you it again if we come back.
If we come back, then we're going to just do it again.
It would be a show next week. If we do a show, it'll be next Monday night and then we'll be done for the year.
So either we're done tonight or we're done next Monday. We've been so busy. We have not really decided that yet.
And it depends how much news and things come out in the next few days.
That's true.
I would like to talk more about the Disney Plus announcements and stuff like that if we had time, but tonight we obviously don't.
Yeah.
But Marvel's still my favorite.
He was a bit excited. I'm excited. Did you know that they have a Loki show coming?
I bet they've never heard you say that before. But it all starts January 15th with Scarlet Witch and Vision in their WandaVision show, which is going to work into the movie Doctor Strange and the Mayhem of Madness movie that they're filming currently. So I'm excited for that one to start. If Mandalorian is so good, I love that show every week, and I'm hoping that all the Marvel ones are going to fall in line. I'm going to love those too. Of course I will.
Of course you will.
Marvel. The rest of them could do nothing, and I'd be happy with just Marvel.
Okay, so just in case we don't see you next week.
Yes.
We will definitely be back in January. We're giving you a fair warning.
January 4th, first Monday of the new year. We're going to try not to skip so many shows in the new year.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I have to apologize for that because the past few months have been so insanely crazy. And I know that I'm sure I've heard from you guys, unless you're just being nice to me, that you miss talking to us on Mondays.
I don't know why. Especially after tonight, you guys aren't ever.
After tonight, you were like, good, be done for the year. You people need to regroup and try again in January.
But I will say, if this is our last episode, thank you guys so much for the support this year. We know we didn't do a show every week. We've had tech problems sometimes throughout the year where we had to cancel the show last second because something didn't work. But thank you guys for each one of you that come back every week to watch us or watch us on the replay. We really appreciate that. We are always, and like Michelle said, we're always busy and we're working on a lot of new stuff for the new year. We're revamping TMSM Radio. We're actually going to be broadcasting this live on TMSM Radio while we're doing this show. So it's going to eventually feed out there live. We're working on something really big that hopefully we can announce at the January show that's going to take place over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, it's big.
It's big. So yeah, if you want to come to town, Labor Day weekend might be a good time, but wait till January to make sure. And that's not the meetup. It's something completely different. Meetup is still something else we're working on for November this year. Or next year.
We got to check with Corey Tucker.
Yeah, Corey Tucker. Sure Corey that, decides that.
Because I'm not going to be harassed this year if I do it.
She's going to be harassed regardless.
Okay, I'll probably be harassed regardless, but.
Not as much.
Maybe not as much.
No, but we've got all kinds of things in the works for the new year. We're hoping to take Main Street Mouse to another level. Hopefully we can. Michelle's book hopefully will be out by next Christmas.
Oh gosh, no, Sean has plans. Like we're aiming for like first quarter of the year.
See, Sean's keeping her on point now. So she used to be able to tell me, no, I'm not going to do it. She can't tell Sean that because Sean will just yell at her until she does it.
He doesn't yell at me. He persuades me with a smile. He says,
and you can't tell Macaroon, no.
I know. You know you should be doing this, right? And he says it nicely, but I know what he really means.
Get to work. Get to work, woman.
Get to work. So anyway, thank you guys for, yes, everything, you for everything this year. We are so excited for the things to come in the new year. And if we do not see you, I will still be posting every day because that doesn't stop. But if we don't see you like this.
And I'm sure we'll be in the parks.
Before oh, heck yeah. You're going to see it. Okay, scrap that. You're going to see us regardless because we just never go
You
away.
Might not see Monday night here at our little stage we have built.
But you will see us, whether it's the parks or wherever else. And we just really hope that you guys have a great Christmas, a safe holiday, happy new year. And, you know, praying that the next year is better for all of us.
Oh, keep them prayers going. Hopefully,
yes, please, hopefully. Lord.
2021 has to, well, I'm not going to say.
Don't say anything. No,
needs
no.
To, I'm going to say needs to be better for everybody across the world, actually. We just need it to be a rebound year and everything start to get better and people
able
to get back to the lives we were used to before March.
Yeah, so. We'll see. So, okay, right. I guess that's it.
So we're done, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, sorry for the technical issues tonight. We did pull it back together. I think I see a few people here said it wasn't that bad, Michelle.
It was just for me because I couldn't hear.
Yeah. but we'll see you guys. If not next week, we'll see you guys on January 4th in the new year.
Yep, happy.